Well, let's go now to Cairns, where sugarcane growers are releasing the results of trials which show they've dramatically reduced the runoff of herbicides and fertiliser from their farms. They have the backing of environment groups who say that the measures used in the trial have the potential to greatly improve the health of the Great Barrier Reef. This report from the ABC's national rural and regional correspondent, Dominique Schwartz.
Cane farmers say they're sick of being made the scapegoat for reef pollution.
The misconception is that, you know, farmers are the bad blokes and we're just pumping it on and pumping it into the rivers and into the waterways. There's not that much money in cane. So if we were that inefficient, we would be out the door straight away.
Mario Racanello is one of 80 cane growers taking part in Project Catalyst, a producer-led initiative supported by WWF, Coca-Cola and private and public agencies. He has a 370-hectare cane farm at Tully in tropical North Queensland. It's one of the wettest places in Australia, so runoff is a challenge for the farm's bottom line as well as the reef. Faced with escalating fertiliser bills and depleted soils, Mr. Racanello started experimenting with a biofertiliser based on cow manure.
It's like a brewing beer, I guess. It's a 30-day process. I'll make up to 10 to 13,000 litres in one hit.
He used his biofertiliser on 6 hectares of cane fields, along with only half of his usual chemical product. His first harvest in November was encouraging.
There has been no loss of tonnes of sugar per hectare. I don't think it is any cheaper, but the long-term benefits is soil health, and that's what we're really chasing, is making sure our soil stays alive and not be 20 years down the track and having just a chunk of dirt that holds the plant up and we've got to force feed it.
How important is it for the Australian cane industry to increase productivity if it's going to be competitive on a world scale?
Oh, it's crucial. Productivity in Australia is really flatlined. That's probably putting it nicely. It's probably really in decline.
Joe Muscat farms 600 kilometres further south at Oakenden near Mackay. He's testing a Brazilian farming method which interplants sugarcane and legumes. In his case, 2 rows of cane to every 6 rows of mung beans. Compost is injected below the topsoil, so there's less chance of losing its nutrients.
So the Brazilians were claiming between 10 and 15% increase in productivity, which is really significant.
Joe Muscat won't have initial results until next year. But Rob Cocco from Reef Catchments Limited says that over the past 6 years, Project Catalyst has improved the quality of 150 billion litres of water flowing into the reef lagoon, 1% of the total flow from the catchment area.
We hope we'll see the transition of these practices to ultimately become mainstream adoption by producers right across the industry. And if that occurs, then we would suspect, obviously, significant increases in that volume of improved water.
WWF's Sean Hubin agrees.
If we can find the solutions, which means there's less fertiliser running off farms, firstly, you know, the farmer's better off because the fertiliser is helping the crop, and secondly, the reef's better off because it's not polluting the reef and leading to crown-of-thorn starfish outbreaks. So this is probably, you know, the challenge for the Great Barrier Reef. And if we can knock this one off, we actually give the reef a good chance of recovering.
That's Sean Hubin from environment group WWF Australia, ending that report from our rural and regional correspondent, Dominique Schwartz.